Welcome to Leaders and Learners. My name is Tanya McKenzie, and you can find me at the intersection of public relations and leadership. Join us as we talk to organizational leaders, elected officials, experts, authors, artists, and personalities, sharing their stories, talking about how they got to where they are, and how they continue to learn and lead the way. So without further ado, let's get into it. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Leaders and Learners South Bay, where we know that the best leaders are lifetime learners and where we get to have people like Paul Moses help me bring in some of the most amazing people from the South Bay doing the coolest things. And today is no different. We have a pretty cool guest. Paul, go ahead, tell them about it.
Well, welcome, everybody. We have a great guest today. It's Kathy Kaplaner. She started the You Are Enough billboards that you've seen around the nation. And she's a Redondo resident. She has a great story, and we're excited to have her on. And it's great to be part of these things. Our shows are getting better and better. So I'm happy to welcome Kathy Kaplaner.
Hey, Kathy.
Hello. So nice to meet you all, my neighbors.
Thank you so much. The people a little bit about yourself and how you, girl, got these billboards all over the place.
I know. It's pretty cool. So I'm someone who's dealt with depression and anxiety throughout most of my life. And there's a time where I went through what I call therapy gone wrong, where I was put on some meds and I just was not a happy camper. And I was down, I was up, and really, really struggling. And during that struggle, being in that dark, dark hole and space, I thought one morning I woke up and I said, no one should have to face this alone. And no one should be ashamed of not feeling mentally strong. So I got out of the house, went to the gym, and I saw a billboard on the way to the gym. And I thought, there's a way I can somehow let people know that I see them and they're seen by others. And so it took about 3 months to decide what to put on the billboard. And this is pre-pandemic, which is a key point. I knew that depression was the number one disability in our country, which a lot of people don't know. That's a big stat, right? The number one disability. I also knew that loneliness was an issue. And again, this is before the pandemic. So I talked to people for 3 months. I had the Ellen Show ready to go with me around the country, talking to people, and came up with the phrase, you are enough. And I went through everything from you matter, hugs, I see you, you're okay. And you are enough just seemed like everyone can relate to it, right? And it's their own enough. And we all, it's a general universal thing. We struggle with feeling worthy probably on a daily basis. Oh, my makeup's not right. I don't have enough money. I don't like my job. I'm not a good mom. I'm not a good dad. So it really rang true after all the interviews I did. So I was ready to go across the country and raise money for billboards and talk to someone in every state or people in every state about what these words mean to them, which I thought would be fascinating before the 2020 election, before, you know, things are starting to kind of unravel as far as us feeling unified. All ready to go, and then the pandemic hit. So I had to shift gears, and I barely got donations for one billboard, decided to start in the South Bay here in Redondo Beach, got the billboard up, and never looked back. Because once that billboard went up, and I made it like this shirt here, that's the billboard design. So when you pass a billboard like this, there's no website, there's no phone number, there's no advertising. I'm trying to break that. So, you know, billboards a lot about alcohol, Botox, lawyer saying, well, I'll save you. I just wanted it to be straightforward and bam. And when you see the billboards, it's like, okay, someone's talking to me, right? Someone sees me. And you could take, again, these words in any way you want. So I just thought, okay, I'll do a billboard campaign. And so I got about maybe 15 more in the South Bay in a matter of like 2 years. And it's really hard to raise funds for billboards. And then someone said, why don't you go into merchandise? So now I've got yard signs, hoodies, t-shirts, baseball caps, you name it. And it's a great way for people to, you know, overall, the theme of this campaign is not like looking inward. It's going outwardly and helping people feel that you see them. And when you guys think about it in life, we all just want to be seen, right? We all just want to be seen. So the billboard, I made the design so bold because it's like, you are seen. Whether you like it or not, you're driving by this thing staring you down. And so when people wear the merchandise, they love it because I guarantee you guys are all going to get t-shirts. I guarantee you when you walk around with one of these things, the looks on people's faces, you get a smile, you get a thank you, you get, I needed to, you know, feel this. I needed to hear this. You have no idea how much this helped me. Every single day I'll get comments. And again, that's what it's about. you all know when someone smiles at you, how good that feels, like a stranger. You're like, a lot of us are like, what? Do I know you, right? I'm just really trying to change it up to where we are here for one another. I've got your back. You're worthy. And again, mental health, I call it mental wellness to make it a little more broad. We all deal with it, right? So when the pandemic came, as we all know, that's when the mental health monster came out and people thought, wow, we do have an issue with depression. We do have an issue with isolation, loneliness, screen time. It all came out. So I was kind of ahead of the game, and I'm glad I did start ahead of the game because people wanted to have those billboards up. And I went to Lamar Advertising, and they're one of the outdoor advertising companies. And I said, hey, would you be willing to help me with billboards? And they're awesome. For 3 years now, every May during Mental Health Awareness Month, they take my artwork and just give it to all their affiliates all throughout the country. And if the affiliates want to put the billboards up, they do, and they're digital boards. So that's why the number is 1,500 now that have gone up in the nation.
That's awesome.
So it's about people helping people. It has nothing to do about me, the billboards. Yes, I've got a story. Yes, I'm the conduit. Yes, I'm the PR person. But the whole goal is to bring people together to unite and heal. There, yeah. How's that?
That's great. That's awesome. That's one thing about the pandemic. What we all learned was the line between isolation and the idea of loneliness. I mean, isolation is basically you're physically by yourself. And a lot of people did spend a lot of time completely on their own and cut off from society. They spent way too much time on their phones and doing that. But loneliness is a different thing. Loneliness is like your quality of connection with the people around you.
Right.
And it's like you could be at a party and be lonely because you just don't connect with anybody. So those are two different ideas. Awesome. Now, I was going to ask you, it sounds like that this idea, as it started helping people, it helped you too. It got you out of your space.
Yes. So we all know that we're all servants, as I say, we're all servants in one way or another. When you help someone else, you help yourself, right? Simply stated. And at that point, when I started the campaign, I'd left that psychiatrist and I just took myself off everything. And now I've got regular sad, regular hyper, you know. But it was my way to say, hey, I was empowering myself. So Paul, point well taken. So again, like I said earlier, when people wear the merchandise or put a yard sign in their yard, they are healing. You know, they're giving to others, which in our society with all the screen time, and look at us, I would love to be hardwiring with you guys right now and hugging you, you know, but the hardwiring is so, so essential. And we lost that. And when you look at the younger generation, that's all they know, right? I mean, they really, unless you've got like a family that's really into touchy-feely and getting you out there and hardwiring, we've lost so much of that. We haven't lost it, but we've lost so much of it. So again, great point, Paul. That's hard to say. Great point, Paul.
When we moved here, about 10 years ago from the Bay Area, one of the things my husband said, he was like, you know, I just can't see how anyone would be sad or angry at the beach. So he loved to go run on the strand because there's just a lot of people, you know, and I definitely feel like mental health is affected by physical nature. Health mm-hmm. and nature. So that's one of his favorite places to be is out on the strand. But in essence, we are in a place in the South Bay where you would think that there would be elevated levels of joy and happiness because we are so much surrounded by it. It's like mm-hmm. the complete opposite of a Seattle where the suicide rate is incredibly high. So my question for you would be, even when you are in a place that you would think is just full of joy and riches and great things, a great atmosphere, how do you still find yourself in a place where you can be considered depressed and sad and stressed and lonely?
Yeah, that's a great question because people think us Californians, Southern Californians have it made, right? As I said earlier, exercise is what got me out of it, right? I got out, I ocean swam, and you know, I let the ocean hold me. Hence, one of the reasons I have this cobalt blue color. It's like a transformational color and feeling held. So exercise, you have to basically, I think where we go, Tanya, with this is you have to take care of yourself. You have to somehow get the strength to find a way to find that sunshine. And it's not easy. You can be like, for instance, the stories I've heard from Manhattan Beach folks, they're some of the most unhappiest, saddest stories I've ever heard. We have all this money, we have all these cars, we have these homes, I'm still so unhappy, you know? And it's that seeking gratitude within and love, and that sounds so woo-woo, and it's hard to find, especially if you're chemically off, right? If you're chemically needing medication to get you a little up, it's tough. So I think going back to having that support system, having the hardwiring, and when I put the billboard up again, that was my way of saying, hey, you are seen. And when you're in that low space, no matter where you live, Beverly Hills, New York, LA, walking along the Strand, if you're that low, doesn't matter where you are, you are in your head, right? You are in your body. So I was trying to find a way to get people out of their head, out of their body, kind of like, whoa, shock them a little bit. And then it became a conversation piece. So it really doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter how rich you are, you know? And we learned that again during the pandemic, you know, where people thought they had it made when they were living the high life. Didn't matter, right? I don't know if I answered your question, but you have to have a support system. You have to hardwire. But when you've got that lowness, right? There's that shame, right? The stigma attached to mental health. And we are slowly, I will honestly say, I can say this, we have a movement going where people, again, are coming together to help other people. We got to keep it going because it's not just around mental health, right? It's around shame. It's around loneliness, right? It's we've lost the ability to be here for one another. Well, so
and modern life has kind of contributed to that in many ways that people don't even realize. I mean, as you said, with people just constantly, you know, pursuing material things and me and I, there's no we, there's no community in that. It just becomes like, one, you can't achieve that. You can't ever get there. But also in the smallest ways, like even self-checkout at the grocery store, they found that it's that little exchange between somebody checking out your groceries for you is a connection that a lot of people want. And now certain stores are bringing that back. Because
right. I mean, it's that hardwiring.
There's a lot of folks that go to the store, you know, the older people, and they just don't have the networks that they
I'm
have.
One of them.
And so it's an amazing how they, like, you don't realize how removed you get once you're using your phone all the time and not really engaging with things. So, you know, like I go to the farmer's market every weekend, and it's fabulous. You know, and you have to engage people. You have to talk to people, and it's fun because you're talking about fresh fruit and things like that.
And you can always go home and say, okay, enough. I don't need to do it anymore. Yeah. Right. And one thing I didn't bring up is I was born a premature twin, and I was thrown into an incubator for 4 months. And this is in the 60s where they didn't touch you. Your parents couldn't hold you. My twin brother couldn't be with me. And so they said if I stayed any longer in the incubator, would have maybe not been able to connect with people. So I think this is another reason, because I get really sad a lot. Like for instance, Elvis Presley was a twin, and his twin died like 7 days later after they were born. And a lot of people don't know this. And he was a sad soul. And they did some studies on him, and he missed his brother in his DNA. His body felt that loss, right? And I think we're walking around, not this extreme, but we're walking around as a society feeling that this loss feeling, and we're not sure what it is. It's connection. It's simply connection. Again, I go back to the point, it's being seen. You don't have to be held or someone to give you a hug. It's simply being seen as a start, right? So good point. Like, I go to Whole Foods down the street every morning to get a cup of coffee, so I see the same people, right? I wake up, get out of the house, and I go in and probably look like crap, and I'm like, good morning, and we it's good for them too. So recently I haven't been going because I got a new coffee maker. Where have you been? Can you please come back and see us now and then? Like, I didn't even realize that they were affected too, you know? It's a good point, Paul. Go ahead. Sorry.
Speaking of physical health, you have a run coming up. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes. Thank you. It's the second annual UNF 5K. And last year I had 3 weeks to plan it, so it was crazy. But this year it's going to be on May 5th, Hermosa Beach Strand. You start at the Hermosa Beach Pier and then go to Manhattan Beach Pier and back. It's a 3.1-mile run. It's super, super fun. And I say that now out of experience, all these people come together because they know why they're coming together. They're coming together to help people say, okay, I've got your back. I see you. So everyone's wearing their UNF t-shirts. strolling, walking, skipping, crawling, you do whatever you want. I can't control the strand. It's a really, really fun event. So it's like 9 to 12. If you want to learn more about it, I have a nonprofit because Your Enough Was Taken. It's called Giving Purpose Organization. And if you just go to givingpurpose.org, very first landing page will point you to the site to learn more about the 5K. So we'll have a DJ. I'm going to have churros to celebrate Cinco de Mayo with some watermelon, some really cool sponsors. LA County Department of Mental Health has provided me a grant. I tried to get the grant, got the grant to put on this 5K. So that's huge. They'll be at the event. Alcove will be there from Beach Cities. And I think the Heart House, Kevin Hart's vegetarian hamburger joint, they're going to be there. I think I've got Therabody from Manhattan Beach. They're going to be there. So I'm trying to bring different folks who help us feel enough in different ways, whether it's physically, mentally, spiritually. I'm also going to have five, and this is all on the website, I'm going to have five pre-5K wellness sessions with practitioners around here. I've got a sound bath healing session. I've got a Reiki healing session. I've got a stretch and mobility class. I've got a probiotic plant-based food cooking class. And this is also getting the practitioners, the wellness practitioners in the South Bay, you know, getting them seen, but also them wanting to give back to the community.
Okay, Cinco de Mayo again. Where is this at? Because I got to be there now.
You do, girl. Hermosa Beach, basically where the surf statues. That's called Schumacher Plaza. It's right there at Hermosa Beach Pier. And then you just go right towards Manhattan Beach Pier and back. It's so easy and fun. Oh my gosh, it's like a party. And our DJ is amazing.
That sounds amazing. So fun. I might have to go too. Tanya,
And it's $40. And the goal is the proceeds. Last year I got 3 billboards up. And I got one up in Inglewood, one up in West Hollywood, and then one up in Lomita. So I'm trying to get the billboards out. And so we know that we're out there running for a cause, right? We're helping one another, which to me is the big deal. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're in a Super Bowl run, right? Like, oh, I'm running for the Super Bowl. This, you go there and it's a community event like Skechers has become, the Friendship Walk. But when I asked people about why they're walking in that, I was just curious. People didn't know. They didn't know what they're walking for Skechers. They're like, oh, I don't know.
This, you know, my kids' school told me to.
Yeah. This has such a great feeling. I can't wait. I can't wait. And I'm still
Can you register the day of, or do you need to pre-register?
Yeah, you can. Just show up
early. Do you have to run in order to be able to participate in the festivities?
You can walk, you can crawl, you can jump in someone's stroller, you can do anything you want. People bring their dogs, their kids in strollers. It's a stroll, we'll just say, right? But you can do it. Sure. Again, it's on the strand, so I can't control what y'all do. But I don't want people to think, like, I'm a former Olympian and a runner, and people go, oh, are you going to run? I'm like, no, I'm not going to run. I'm just going to watch these people have fun.
You have 3 hours to do the 3 miles. Yeah. So it's like you can literally probably crawl. Well, I'm looking. It says givingpurpose.org, and that's where people can go, and I see where you can register. So. That's
it's right there, huh?
Well, you can, like you said, register same day. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. So last year we had a lot of people register last day, and I was freaking out because, again, 3 weeks to prepare, that wasn't enough time, but it worked. I got 300 people. Mm-hmm. And so it takes you to an Eventbrite site and explains my story and why we're doing this and so forth. But I don't know, Paul, what you think, but it has become kind of a South Bay thing. It's Hermosa Beach. Hermosa and Redondo Beach have really taken this on.
Yeah.
And
what you're doing it inherently is a good thing. I mean, no one can think that it's not. I want, and this is the cool thing about it. You're getting better at all this. You've got your second, 5K down, you do these programs and you have faith in yourself and that you're improving, because it impresses people. It impresses me. It's just a great thing that you're done, and from where you started with literally just an idea, probably very few resources, and something that's, it really did take off. You did get some bigger press in the nation.
Yeah. KTLA last year. I got some press. Yeah. KTLA, Lou Parker's a big fan. I think I'm going to be back on her show again. I wanted to say the main company, I've got corporate sponsorships, right? So Connecta has been amazing. The COO at the time was Donna Keneally. Now she's the president of their wealth management division, they've been so supportive. So that's helped, because before the pandemic and during the pandemic, it was really, and Paul, I think we had a couple discussions. It was such a lonely time for all of us, right? And I was shaking. Can you imagine living by myself? This, again, that twin little baby bodies. It's like, I'm alone. And the fear, and then not being able to go out and face to face and talk to people about this and trying to do everything online, it was against my body's grain. But yeah. Donna McNeely from Connecta, she's just been the biggest fan. So they're the main sponsor this year. And I'm making this point because the main billboard that's going to go up next week on PCH and Gertruda, it's going to say, you know, the 5K Hermosa Beach, big advertisement, but it's going to be the first billboard that has a sponsor on it. And awesome. Because Connecta sponsored the race. So, I mean, they're a part of it. They're the biggest sponsor. So this is going to be new. It's the first time there's gonna be something else up there besides just urine up. So we'll see how that, they deserve it. So
Kathy, can you tell us what your nonprofit does?
So the goal of the nonprofit, and thank you, Tanya, it's not just about billboards. So my goal when I started Giving Purpose was to find a way to create societal healing campaigns or programs, if we want to say it that way. And so Urine Up is a flagship program when you see, like, we're bringing society together to heal. So now the goal of Giving Purpose is to provide more campaigns, societal healing campaigns in schools, with the LGBT community, with the seniors, with the veterans. How do we as a community come together to heal those who are underserved, those who need to be seen a little more than others? So that's what Giving Purpose is about. It's about us bringing people together to give back to others to heal. Does that make sense? It's huge. It's a huge undertaking, but when you see UNF, and to Paul's point, I just started thinking I'm going to get billboards up and interview people across the country, right, and bring us together. I had no idea what that meant and what it's going to look like since it didn't happen. So now, as I've seen UNF and how people have really related to it and share their stories and love to wear the merchandise and put that yard sign in their yard, it's just such a neat feeling. So we could do that in school. So I'm going to work with Redonda Union, starting during May Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're going to start a couple programs there. Great. And Redonda Union's been amazing. Yeah. And just working with their senior who's in charge of mental health for the students. I'm just starting. And I got to find a way to pay myself so I can do this full time.
That sounds awesome, Kathy. And I know, like, this 5K is another way to bring people together in a fun event. So yes. I think it's fabulous. Let me ask you this. What other kind of, you know, you're a South Bay resident, what other mental health resources do you recommend, since you've been involved and you've talking to a lot of people and you're pretty knowledgeable, what are some other resources that you recommend regarding mental health that are available to people living here in the South Bay?
So I think NAMI, NAMI, is the biggie. I mean, they're known, NAMI.org. And then Beach Cities in Our Own Backyard is really doing a lot. So those are the two main ones that I would go to is this right away. Lots of tools. And then, what's her name? South Bay Connection, Connected. Paul, help me out here. I'm having a blank. South Bay Connected Families, I think. What's that?
I'm not sure. I can't recall.
Oh, I lost it. It's lost my head here, but NAMI and AMI.org and then Beach Cities, they'll point you to all these various, you know, resources. And I've got to do that on my own website. I've got to have a resource page, right?
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. To have those listed. And then especially Beach Cities Health District. You're right. That is right here in our own backyard. I know that they are a tremendous resource.
Yeah. And they're doing more and more, you know, and they're getting lots of funding. You know, they got a big grant from LA County again. Okay. South Bay Connected Families. I don't know why. Yeah, South Bay Connected Families.
Okay, great.
She's done, South Bay Connected Families is a great, she's got all these resources for families and for their kids, and it's amazing.
Have you done anything at Alcove? Have you gone there in person and spoke to the
kids? I've had a tour, and I want to somehow be a sponsor, so that would have to be approved by the kids. But right now they said I'm welcome at all their events and I can, have exhibit space and so forth. And the thing with me is, like, I'm not an expert, right? I'm not a doctor or anything like that. So I have to be really careful. So that's why the Redonda Union is going to be a great first step for me to learn what those students are really going through and what programs we think we can create together. And then I'll head over to Alcove and see if I can somehow be a part of their campaign. their campaign.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a function of basically being young, that they seem to go to extremes. The vast majority of them, children always just, they don't have a lot of guards up. So they're very cohesive and they do have good support systems, but it's the few that don't have those seem to go to very far extremes, and they don't have the tools yet to deal with that. And so I can see, well, Alcove is great, and your involvement there is exactly what they need.
Yeah. I have to find a way to, I'm using the word business-fy since it's not a word, like, how do I create a business out of this where it's a plug and play with Alcove, where it's a plug and play with Redondo Union, right? I'm still trying to figure that out. So if y'all want to help, please help me. It's like, there's so much. Again, if LA County Department of Mental Health saw this, we've got something. Now, how do I keep this going? Right. You've got Skechers Friendship Walk, you know, that's giving money to the kids, and the students get really involved, you know? So this is something everyone can get involved in. And I'm going to go talk to the veterans on the main office in LA tomorrow. And like, okay, how can we veterans around these three words, right? There's so many olive branches to this when you think about it.
Well, and there's such a huge need. You know, it really breaks my heart when I learn about the struggles of, you know, I have two children, but of our teens, very few places for them to go these days.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Places safe, right? To have fun and engage.
And that's why Alcove's got a great model. We got to get more Alcoves.
Here's the thing. I think you can also start with First Five. Many times First Five is educating the parents, and starting early and helping people start habits early with their young children really gives them a leg up for, you know, once those kids also get into grade school, junior high school, where it gets really crazy, and then high school. But a lot of great habits for parents and their kids start at First Five. So I actually think what you're offering might be great for a First Five in LA County, because it is really about educating the parents. So really starting to have those parents conversations about connection and being connected to their kids, because we have such a high rate of anxiety in the South Bay for our kids. And a lot of that comes from their relationship with their parents. So where are we missing the mark? Where are the majority of parents missing the mark with the young people? Even when we're looking at social media and things of that nature, you know, I understand that technology does its thing, but there's nothing that can supersede the connection between a parent and a child when it is strong enough. So maybe having that conversation about early on connections with kids, you know, as a parent's primary responsibility, as opposed to letting technology raise your kids and being too busy to have that connection. Like what you are saying, I think, is a message that just continuously gets missed, which is that physical connection, that mental connection, that emotional connection that should be taking place regularly between family members, friends, and even neighbors.
No. I mean, you're preaching in the choir with me with this incubator story and not feeling held and, you know, for the first 4 months, then a bad upbringing as well. And again, it's all about connection. They have that study with the monkeys, right? That were babies and 10 were held and 10 weren't, the 10 died, you know, it's, and I think the other thing to your point, Tanya, is listening. I see you. I'm listening to you guys, right? And yes, people are more frazzled than ever. They're just running through life. We're all running through life, right? And I'm a Buddhist, and I meditate every day for 2 hours to regulate, you know, because I have to work a little harder to regulate. But you look at society, right? What are we running to? And the kids are learning that, but they're feeling it. Like, where are we going? You know, and why are we going? So it's like,
chasing,
I want to get that.
Tails.
Yeah, it's just like we're all running, but to what? You know,
in circles.
Chasing our tails. And so that sense of self, you lose the sense of self if you're running. You know, you don't know who you are if you're just running to things, as Paul said earlier, to things, right? Yeah. We have this, got to do this, got to be this, you know. But if you don't love yourself first, as we say and hear all the time, you can't give back. Yeah. You know, you can't give back to yourself or others. So the parent thing is huge. And I think that's a great point, Tanya, as far as early on. I mean, you know, first five, that's huge. But yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Because my head.
What's your favorite thing to do in the South Bay? Before I get you out of here, what do you like to do? When you have all the time in the world, what is it that you like to do in the South Bay?
Ocean swim one, but that's so intense. But I love being out in the ocean. And like I said earlier, being held, that sense of, I think it's a physical thing I need. Mm-hmm. So it's a nature. I'm a nature person. And then also just walking around here and hiking. So, but I used to, again, I was a college tennis player. I was an Olympic runner. I was valedictorian because I ran through life because that was my way for me to survive. My body just had to keep running. And I had to learn this the hard way. I had kind of a physical and mental breakdown when I was 40 something because my body said, I can't hold you anymore. And the mind's like, I can't hold you anymore, you know? And the running taught me a lesson to like, okay, that's why I got into meditation. And then the swimming, so soothing. It's not hard on the body. When I was in the Olympics, I didn't train for running. I just ran fast because I was running away from trauma, you know? Yeah. I was just like Forrest Gump, you know? I just ran. But
that's an interesting analogy. No, I think that's very good. A lot of people can understand that.
A lot of professional athletes have dealt with some sort of trauma. Mm-hmm. It's like we become so hyper-focused, hyper-vigilant. That makes any sense?
Yeah.
And
you ignore the other, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. We become hyper-vigilant. Got to do.
I learned that overachievement is also a trauma response.
Yeah. You're trying to prove something to the world and yep. not yourself, right? And again, I just call it running. We're running away versus to you. We're running away. It's just like numbing out with alcohol, drugs, and all that. You're running away from yourself, right?
Yeah, and that's why I'm very excited about when you said regarding the 5K that you have the sound bath and you have the Reiki and you have these different things. It'll be mm-hmm. interesting to see what people gravitate to. If no one's ever done a sound mm-hmm. bath, they may not realize like this is maybe I need to amazing. Do this regularly. This is, and then some people might say that wasn't for me. I didn't like that, right? But they could try something different. You have all these different options. Let me go to this other option. My hope is that people do take advantage of them. And then
I do too. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much I'm going to keep promoting it. I'm on Facebook because that's where my tribe's been following me. And I'm trying to find a way like the practitioners will, you know, do the same thing promotion wise. But yeah, that's the goal. Like get someone with the food side, we're going to have, what's her name? Laura Abrams do the breath work before the event. Like, have a sit for 15 minutes and focus just on breathing, you know, before the DJ starts.
And then if somebody's never done breath work before, when they do it and they feel like good, then that helps them to think, oh, maybe I do need to look into this more. Maybe I need to do this. I just think it's fantastic. I like how well-rounded it's not just a run, but it's also associating all these other beneficial mental health practices and the
It's about wellness, right? Mm-hmm. Wellness, not just mental wellness, but wellness. Sitting
absolutely.
With
love it. Being
taking care of self. So,
well, when I see you and all that running, I'm going to be running right into your arms.
Best day of my life. Like last year, I got so many hugs and there's so many tears. We're all just like, we're doing it. It wasn't me. They didn't say, Kathy, you've done it. It's like, we're doing this.
Right. So they can find more information on givingpurpose.org.
Yep. It's all there.
Anywhere else they can, find you, follow you, support what you have going on. Let the people Instagram, know.
It's got all the social media channels, you know, Facebook, Instagram. I'm not a big figure on Instagram. I'm getting there. But Facebook is the number one, but everything's, you know, put over to Instagram. And then my website's got a blog and you'll be up to date on everything. I'm going to create a different board of folks, not board of directors, but just how do we get this working in different venues, areas, school, veterans, like I said, seniors. I work with seniors on the side and talk about a community that feels so not seen. You know, it's just, it's heartbreaking. But yeah, givingpurpose.org is where you can find everything.
All right.
And I'm looking at your Instagram now and it is at givingpurpose.org. That's the full Instagram handle. So now we have that.
You're an episode taken in so many different ways. I like giving purpose because I think we're all, like I said earlier, to round it up here, we're all meant to give back.
I love that. Paul, anything else before we get out of here?
It was a great show. I'm really glad Kathy had the chance to get on with us.
Thank you.
I think it's kind of the right direction. I know we're going to do another show about mental health in Redondo. There's things I've just recently learned that everybody should know about what's going on and way it's going to get addressed. So
I can't wait to learn more, Paul. I mean, I can't wait to what you guys talk about.
We got to do a little more homework and then we'll get there, but we'll see where we go.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, thank you, Miss Kathy, for being here. And I will be seeing you and taking you up on that offer for the hug on Cinco de Mayo with my churro. And then
my churros, watermelon,
churro, breathing, sound bath, Reiki,
all the things.
Well, in the probiotic class, Moon Chi, she just opened a place a year ago.
On Artesia.
Yeah, Manette. And I'm going to get people in here because I've been a vegan for 30 years. And she's so sweet. You go in and get your hug. If you want to get a hug, you go into Moon Chi. And so we're going to do a probiotic cooking class. And it's not that gnarly. It's good stuff. So I want to get more people, but I have to pace myself. I've got to get 500 people for the LA County to be happy because they gave me a grant for 500 people. So.
All right. Well, let's do it. Let's do it, guys. All right, Ms. Kathy, thank you for being here. And we will definitely work on getting those numbers out. We'll circulate this. It'll be on Spotify. Please make sure everyone in the South Bay, if you can support, if you can't, send this to someone that can support, that just likes to run and run and chase people and get home.
Or walk. Or swim.
Bring
your dog, bring your kids. I mean,
all this stuff.
It's chill. It's really chill with a really, really good vibe.
I love it. Thank you again. Please stay in touch.
Okay.
Thank you, Kathy.
Bye, Kathy. Thank you.
Bye. You are an echo.
Welcome to Leaders and Learners. My name is Tanya.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for showing up. Hey, thanks for showing up to the podcast where we all know that the best leaders are lifetime learners. When you get a sec, take a moment, leave a comment. What you think about today's episode? And share it with someone that you know could use the gems that were dropped today. Follow and subscribe. You don't want to miss who's coming up next. You never know who could show up here and what they could say. For your professional needs, marketing, PR, communications, and leadership, make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Sand and Shores or hit us up at sandandshores.com. Again, thanks so much for showing up. We appreciate you and we'll see you soon.